The following program is furnished by the Truth About Your Future, LLC. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station. This information is education and not financial advice. Consult a financial advisor before investing.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman is brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager. And by Global X ETFs, dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions. And by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. And by Edelman Financial Engines. Rick Edelman is a board member, consultant, shareholder, and client of EFE. But EFE is unaffiliated and has no say over the content of The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
And now your host, Rick Edelman.
Welcome to The Truth About Your Future. I'm Rick Edelman. On today's show, a look at aging, defining NFTs, understanding crypto, robots, roadkill, something really bulletproof, and this week's health and wellness segment by my wife, Jean Edelman. I want to share with you this sobering story of Amy Goyer. She's a big deal at AARP. She's the family and caregiving expert at AARP. She was recently in the news. She's written two books on the subject of caregiving, and Amy has her own consulting business. And in fact, I may, if we're lucky, get her on this program for too long. The story that Amy shares is that her mom needs care. Her dad had Alzheimer's. And to provide care for her parents, Amy did what loving daughters do. She devoted substantial amounts of time and effort to caring for her parents. And when her parents ran out of money, Amy depleted her own savings. And that wasn't enough, so she went into credit card debt. In 2019, Amy filed for bankruptcy. How could a person who is an expert in caregiving find herself personally in this situation? Amy, of course, is not alone. There are 53 million Americans who are caregivers, and they provide nearly $500 billion a year of free care. Nobody would be crazy enough to do all this for free, nobody except loving children. And when we refer to them providing free care, that's a huge misnomer, because the care that they are providing, of course, is not at all free. There is a huge expense, and the expense is being borne by those caregivers. Caregivers spend an average of 26% of their own income on caregiving expenses, according to AARP. A third of caregivers dip into their personal savings. 12% take out loans. Now, you might be thinking that caregiving is something that only older Americans have to deal with. I mean, think about it. Who needs care? Old people, people in their 80s and 90s. Their children, if mom is in her 90s, their daughter is probably in her 60s. So caregiving is an issue I'll have to worry about in the future, right? Not really. 23%, nearly one out of four caregivers, are millennials. The average caregiver in this country is 49 years of age. Parents may need care not in their 80s and 90s, but in their 60s or 70s as they encounter health issues themselves. And since many folks who are older weren't ever anticipating they would live as long as they're living, nor incur the expenses they're incurring, they run out of money and they turn to their family for support. Family, most often meaning children. You need to recognize that if you thought the challenge of saving for your retirement was a huge burden itself, in addition to saving enough money for you to provide for your own lifestyle in your retirement, you must also anticipate the costs you will incur to provide care for your aging elders. My mom died at age 94. My oldest brother, 70 years old, serving as the primary caregiver for my mom in her 90s. Fortunately, we're in a family where economically it wasn't an issue, but the challenges themselves, the amount of time and devotion and care that my brother had to provide 2,000 miles away from me to helping my mom on a daily basis, this is a huge impact to his ability to run his business, his interfering on my mom's behalf with the medical community and the nursing home community, to making sure she's getting the care that she needs. The emotional toll associated with all of this is hard to overstate. We need to recognize that not only do we need to protect and secure and prepare for our own future, we need to anticipate the needs of our parents' financial futures. Because if they aren't prepared themselves, their burden will be added to our burden. The challenge of growing old in America is getting exponentially more difficult because of the raging increase in the number of elder Americans. And the fact that this is likely our future is something we cannot ignore. You've got to anticipate this when dealing with your own retirement planning. How much money are you going to need to support your parents? And at the same time, your success in saving and preparing for your financial future will determine the burden you are going to place financially on your children. Because when you're in your 80s and 90s, if you aren't financially prepared, your children will be the ones that you turn to. And even if you don't want to turn to them, they're going to insist because you're raising them right. And they will be dutiful, and they will be loving, and they will not let you suffer merely because you're out of money. Some people jokingly argue that their five children are their retirement plan, but I don't really think anybody truly has that as a design that they want to implement. Think about the intergenerational aspects of retirement planning. If you haven't been saving for your retirement because you didn't think it was going to be a big deal for you, ask yourself, do you have parents who are still alive? Do you have in-laws who are still alive? It's you and your spouse, but there's four of them. And you need to anticipate that at least one of them is going to have a long life expectancy. Begin to plan for your retirement because that's the future you are going to face with them. This is The Truth About Your Future. One of the big things in our future, NFTs. You've heard of them, non-fungible tokens. What on earth are they? Has anybody ever bothered to try to explain to you what an NFT is and what all the hubbub is all about? Let me give you a real quick definition. Non-fungible token. Well, we can't talk about a non-fungible token until we talk about a fungible token. And we can't talk about a fungible token until we understand the word fungible. So let's break this down real simple and easy. What does fungible mean? Interchangeable. That's all. So think about the dollars in your pocket. Let's pretend that I lend you a dollar. And a week goes by, and you pay me back with a dollar. The dollar you give me doesn't have to be the same dollar that I gave you. All dollars are fungible. They're interchangeable. They all have the same value. And it doesn't really matter which one we use in a transaction because they're all essentially the same. That's a fungible item. A non-fungible item is an item that is unique. It's not interchangeable, non-fungible. Think of a Picasso. Picasso made many paintings, but they are all unique. Each of the Picasso paintings are non-fungible. So that's really all there is to it. Non-fungible token means a unique token. But okay, what's a token? A token is a representation of something else. You've heard the expression, a token of appreciation. That means I hand you a rose as a demonstration of my love. That's a token, an expression of something else. A subway token. I want permission to ride the subway. I give a token to be able to get onto the subway, a subway token. So a token is a representation of something. So what is a non-fungible token? It's a unique representation of another asset. In the digital world, imagine somebody creating a piece of art that they design on their computer. This art is unique. It's non-fungible. And because it's available only in digital form, it is a representation, a digital representation of that asset. So you see a lot of people creating artwork that they are selling on the internet that are non-fungible tokens. They are unique pieces of digital art. You can also have concert tickets. Did you ever get a ticket from Ticketmaster or some other reseller where they send you a ticket and it's on your phone? Well, that ticket allows you admittance to that one event into that one seat. That is a non-fungible token. That digital concert ticket is the only one of its kind. Nobody else can sit in your seat while you're there. And so a digital concert ticket is an NFT, a non-fungible token. If you were to take your driver's license and turn it into a digital version of it, that too would be an NFT. And we are going to see in the future, our passports and driver's licenses all become NFTs, non-fungible tokens, unique digital representations of our passport, of our personal identities. So we're going to see an explosion of NFTs in the future because we can tokenize everything from our employment contracts to the deeds of our homes to our favorite cooking recipes. Some of these will be unique, such as the deed to my house. There's only one of it. That'll be a non-fungible token. Others will be easily replicable, like my favorite recipe. We can make copies of that over and over and over. Some will be fungible, some will be non-fungible. So an NFT is simply a unique digital version of some type of asset. And now you understand what an NFT is. Want to learn more about these? Just read my brand new book, The Truth About Crypto. You'll learn about NFTs and all about the digital marketplace. I want to introduce you to the most profound innovation for commerce since the invention of the internet. You know I'm a number one New York Times bestselling author, and you know that this book is going to show you how you can engage in today's new investment marketplace. It's fun and easy to read without any nonsense jargon. Get your copy, The Truth About Crypto, from your favorite bookseller, paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Get yours today. I'm Rick Edelman. You're listening to The Truth About Your Future.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated? There's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit bitwiseinvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
Allow us to introduce you to Sabrina, an ordinary person who helped shape the future by putting her money behind the right ideas. Each morning, Sabrina enjoys a 20-mile bike ride and meditation that brings her serenity for the day to come. Sabrina is also accessing the companies that are revolutionizing the tech world by investing in Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, which goes to show you don't have to be an integrated circuit engineer to help push progress forward. Become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus with this information. Read it carefully before investing.
You know you worked hard to build your wealth. You also know one must plan for the twists and turns ahead. The children growing up, empty nest realities, and the joys of retirement. There's something else you need to know. You're not alone in this. You have a wealth management partner in Edelman Financial Engines to work with you every step of the way. Whether it's personalized advice or our modeling of over 38,000 investments monthly to keep you current and focused. It also helps to know that we use a cost-effective, integrated approach to wealth planning, from tax-efficient portfolios to life-focused advice for retirement and the possibilities ahead. If you're asking, what more can I do to take my wealth potential to the next level? Visit planefe.com/Rick to schedule a free, no-obligation meeting with an Edelman Financial Engines advisor who knows what that takes. Visit planefe.com/Rick today.
This is The Truth About Your Future. I'm Rick Edelman. Last year in Washington, D.C., 40 people were killed in traffic fatalities. That's the biggest number since 2007. This is reflective of a nationwide growth of traffic fatalities. Unsafe driving rose dramatically during the pandemic. It doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense, does it? We were in lockdown mode, everybody working from home. There were a lot fewer cars on the road. So how is it that traffic fatalities were rising? Social scientists are trying to figure this out. So is the Department of Transportation. Some of the leading theories include the fact that we are angry. And when we're angry, we drive aggressively and with horrible consequences. Another aspect is we're distracted. We're looking at our phone instead of looking at the road. And I'm not just talking about the drivers. I'm talking about the pedestrians who are stepping off the curb without looking both ways. There's another set of statistics related to this that are worth talking about. In Washington, D.C., of those 40 traffic deaths, the two poorest neighborhoods had most of them. Those two poorest neighborhoods in Washington, D.C. house only 25% of the city, but they had 50% of the road deaths. And this trend is also occurring nationwide. Why is it that lower economic neighborhoods are incurring most of the traffic fatalities? I'll leave you to ponder that question. But it does suggest that it's yet another example, another illustration of the wealth gap in America. A lot of theories as to why poor people are dying in pedestrian accidents more so than wealthy people. Here's one theory, seems to make sense to me. When's the last time you crossed a street? Wealthy people own cars. They drive to wherever they're going. You don't have to cross intersections. Poor people don't own a car. They take public transportation. And to get to that bus or subway, they have to cross the street. The more streets you cross, the more risk of getting hit by a car. Poor people dying more frequently in highway accidents and traffic fatalities than wealthy people. The trend, as I said, is occurring nationwide. 42,000 people were killed in automobile-related deaths last year. That's a 12% rise over 2020, the largest increase since 1975. And as I mentioned, pedestrians were 40% of those fatalities. Why are pedestrians dying with such a high rate of frequency compared to the past? It's because of the growing popularity of trucks and SUVs. You see, passenger cars are lower in the road. The bumper is lower to the ground, which means if you get hit by a car, that car is going to hit you at about the knees. That results in broken legs. But when you get hit by an SUV, you're going to get hit in the chest, and those injuries to your internal organs are going to kill you. So the roads are getting more dangerous to pedestrians because the vehicles are becoming more deadly. And let me try to take something as somber and serious as that conversation and turn it into something frivolous and light. In 30 states, you're allowed to collect roadkill. It's a source of meat for those who can't afford to buy it. Alaska even distributes roadkill to food charities. PETA, the organization that focuses on protecting against the cruelty to animals, says eating roadkill is healthier and more ethical than buying slaughtered meat. So, you might want to ask your waiter or waitress exactly what it is that they're serving up on that plate. Thanks for staying with us here on The Truth About Your Future. One of the things I love to share with you each week is some of the latest innovations in exponential technologies. The Department of Homeland Security is testing four-legged robots along the Mexican border. The plan is to use them for surveillance. The robots are built by a company called Ghost Robotics. These robots are about 2.5 feet high. They weigh 70 pounds. And they can travel 7.5 miles in 3 hours on a single battery charge. They can navigate either autonomously, just give them a program and they'll walk the course, or they can be controlled manually, remotely, by operators. These robotic dogs have thermal and night vision cameras, and they can navigate any environment that humans can, including walking stairs, climbing hills, and handling rocky terrain. By being able to delegate the chores of being a sentry, we can dramatically expand our ability to protect our borders. And at the University of Wisconsin, engineers have created a nanofiber material that's better than bulletproof. It outperforms steel plates and Kevlar fabric. It's made of a combination of multi-walled carbon nanotube cylinders, just one atom thick for each layer. And they interspose that with Kevlar nanofibers. The resulting nanofiber mats dissipate energy from the impact of tiny projectiles moving faster than the speed of sound. This lays the groundwork for lightweight, high-performance armor. This could be used in everything from bulletproof vests to shields around spacecraft, protecting them from asteroids and photon torpedoes. The innovations being created in the field of exponential technologies. I talk about all of it in my book, The Truth About Your Future. Stay with us for more here on The Truth About Your Future.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. Exponential technologies are transforming the world around us and creating new investment opportunities along the way. But where to start? At Global X, we have spent more than a decade focusing on long-term emerging trends, what we call thematic growth. While many of these disruptions are now part of our daily lives, like fintech and telemedicine, others are making their impact felt behind the scenes, or perhaps under the hood. Think of the lithium batteries that power electric vehicles, the rise of hydrogen fuel cells, or renewables like solar and wind, which are becoming increasingly cost competitive. All of these themes represent vital components of a next-generation green energy economy that is more reliant on innovation and less dependent on fossil fuels. Learn how you can add these and other green investment themes to your portfolio at globalxetfs.com or ask your financial advisor.
Did you know Schwab offers a satisfaction guarantee? If for any reason you're not completely satisfied, Schwab will refund your fee or commission and work with you to make things right. You won't find that kind of promise everywhere, but you will find it at Schwab. It's just another way that they put clients' interest at the heart of everything they do. Learn what's included and how it works at schwab.com/satisfaction. That's schwab.com/satisfaction.
You're listening to The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman. Sponsored by Choice. Choice is changing the way Americans save for retirement by making it possible to invest in Bitcoin, crypto, and other alternative assets inside your IRA. That's right. Whether you open a deductible or a Roth IRA with Choice, you can invest in Bitcoin and 22 other digital assets in your retirement account. You can also buy stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, gold, real estate, and more, all in a single retirement account. There's no hidden fees or account minimums, just more control over your retirement savings. And Choice makes it ridiculously easy to combine all of your old retirement accounts with a rollover concierge service. So if you've switched jobs in the last few years and have been putting off rolling over your old 401k, make sure you check out Choice. Head on over to retirewithchoice.com/Rick. That's retirewithchoice.com/Rick.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman. Great to have you with me this weekend. Let me bring back onto the program my good friend, Matt Hogan. He is not only Chief Investment Officer of Bitwise Asset Management, he's a former CEO of ETFs.com. Matt, welcome back to the program. Always good to have you on with us.
Thanks, Rick. I'm delighted to be here again.
Of course, big in the news these days, sadly, is Vladimir Putin and his invasion of Ukraine. That has put new attention on Bitcoin, of all things. There's fear on the one hand that Putin is using crypto to get around the economic sanctions. But at the same time, hundreds of thousands of people around the world have donated more than $100 million in crypto to Ukraine to show their support. What's your take on the impact of the war on crypto and crypto's impact on the war?
Great question, Rick. And of course, first and foremost, our hearts and thoughts go out to the people of Ukraine fighting these battles. But from a crypto perspective, I think the war will be looked upon as a major turning point and a major positive turning point for crypto. You mentioned the one negative side, which is this concern that the Russians could be using crypto to evade sanctions. The Department of Justice and many others have come out and popped that bubble, said, you know, effectively, it's impossible. You would have seen it. You'd be able to trace the transactions. I think the takeaway from that is that regulators will want crypto to be centered in countries like the US, where they can have some look and feel into it. So even that, I think, has a positive lining. But more broadly, what we're seeing is that the world needs to move to a new financial architecture that's decentralized, that's anti-fragile, and that potentially is distinct from states. I think people will look back as this the first major economically first war, right? The West is waging a war on Russia from an economic front. We're seeing the financial infrastructure, the traditional financial infrastructure, break down in Ukraine. And yet crypto is there. As you mentioned, Rick, people donating hundreds of millions of dollars of crypto efficiently, easily. People fleeing Ukraine with their wealth in crypto because they can carry it across borders in their mind and not be subject to seizure. We're seeing crypto prove its use case in a, unfortunately, somewhat destabilized and increasingly multipolar world. And so it's going to be a major positive long-term catalyst for the space.
It's also interesting that a lot of folks don't realize that Ukraine was uniquely qualified to adopt to crypto in this. On a per capita basis, Ukraine leads the world in crypto usage. And it's understandable why. The economy is not all that stable and people have turned to an alternative, meaning Bitcoin. So when the government said, hey, send us your crypto to support us, it was pretty easy for the government to adapt and for the people of Ukraine to adapt because they were already crypto natives.
That's exactly right, Rick. And it's important as crypto investors in the US to remember that we have an extraordinary privilege of a relatively sound economy, of a relatively well-functioning financial ecosystem. Most people don't remember lines at ATMs or banks running out of cash, but there are many places in the world where that is not true. Ukraine was very crypto forward, and they're benefiting directly from it in this war. And I think other nations are recognizing that, and other people around the world are recognizing that.
What else is going on that people are not really paying attention to, but they really should?
Yeah, I think there are two giant stories, Rick. One is that we've seen a sea change in regulatory attitudes towards crypto, from a thou shalt not to let's figure this out. President Biden issued an executive order that was remarkably balanced, saying we need to regulate crypto, but we can't strangle it. We need it to be an economic engine in the US. And that is a major turning point for this industry. I can't tell you, Rick, how important this is. I think this shift is the catalyst that's going to set us on a bull market in the second half of this year. So that's one major story. And if I can do one more, Rick, Ethereum going through a major technological upgrade this summer called the Merge. If you want to be one step ahead of your friends on crypto, if you want to sound informed, Google the Merge and read about it. It's a big deal, Rick. It does three things. One, it reduces Ethereum's carbon footprint by 99%, which is going to make it much more appetizing to institutional investors. Two, it introduces the possibility for investors to earn a yield, a dividend-like yield on their Ethereum holdings, which is going to be very attractive. And three, it's going to cut the new issuance of Ethereum in more than half. It's a massive event. It's taking place this summer. It's going to be a strong catalyst for Ethereum, the second largest crypto asset. And because it's slightly technical, no one's talking about it. But I think it is a huge deal, Rick.
The problem with Bitcoin is that it's dumb. If I send you my Bitcoin, you receive it. And I might not want you to receive it. I might want you to get my Bitcoin only if you do something for me. For example, if you deliver concert tickets or the deed to a property, or only if you win a bet. And you can't do that with Bitcoin. If I send it, you receive it. End of story. That's why Ethereum was invented in 2015, what they call programmable money, where you can program the conditions under which your money gets transferred. That's why Ethereum is so exciting, because businesses use contracts all the time. And it represents what market share at this point, Matt?
It's like 25% of the market.
So this is why there's so much focus on this. Elaborate more on that amazing 99% statistic you cited regarding the energy output.
There's a lot of environmental criticism of Bitcoin in terms of its energy usage. There's a new way to do this. And as a result, you just basically eliminate all that energy usage. And the reason this is important is not just because it's better for the world, not just because we're all on the side of reducing carbon output, but because institutional investors have shied away and felt uncomfortable with Bitcoin, in part because of its carbon footprint. And so slashing your carbon output by 99% is going to bring institutions into Ethereum, going to help them discover, like we're discovering on this call, all the things the second largest crypto asset can do. And that could be a very big deal.
And what Matt is describing explains why, in my case, I own a lot of Bitcoin, but I actually own more Ethereum. I'm more enthused about Ethereum than Bitcoin for all the reasons that Matt is citing. And between the two of them, you own 70, 80% of the entire crypto marketplace. They're kind of like the Coke and Pepsi of crypto, you know? So if you just bought Coke and Pepsi, you can ignore all the other soft drinks out there and you've got a big enough market share. And that's kind of Bitcoin and Ethereum. So those two, call it a day. If you want to own some of the other major coins at Bitwise, Matt, you offer the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, which is the top 10 coins in the marketplace, which collectively represent what market share?
Well over 80%. The beauty of that product, Rick, is you can just buy it and you know whatever happens in the future, you own the 10 most valuable crypto assets. So if an Ethereum competitor emerges, you own that. If a Bitcoin competitor emerges, you own that. If some hot new crypto asset emerges, the index will rotate into that. So it's a nice way to future-proof your portfolio in a technology and a market that changes very fast, 24/7, 365.
So you can buy Ethereum, you can buy Bitcoin, you can buy the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund with the symbol is BITW and available in any brokerage account. And of course, directly from Bitwise Investment Management. However, Matt, I just got to point out that in the course of this entire conversation, there are a lot of people who are still very skeptical of crypto overall. They are uninterested. They don't care. They got enough going on in their worlds, and to learn something totally new and different, to pay attention to this rapidly evolving environment, please. Is it okay for people to just say, I'm going to stay on the sidelines. This isn't for me. I'm going to ignore this. This is for someone else. Is that okay for someone to conclude?
I don't know if it's okay, Rick. I think it's okay not to spend your days, nights, and evenings reading about this space, but you have some of the smartest investors in the world, the largest hedge funds, the largest institutions, the largest venture capital firms, all pouring money, talent, and resources into crypto. It's going to be a bigger and bigger part of this world. And I think people are at risk if they don't get off zero. It's not for everybody, but it's an interesting addition to a portfolio for many people. I think you'd be wrong to ignore it.
Well, then how can people get involved, or at least from an education or knowledge level? Is there content that you offer at Bitwise?
Sure. Yeah. Come to our website. We have a great amount, bitwiseinvestments.com. Look at our insights tab. We do everything from crypto 101, the very basics of what a blockchain is, to crypto 301, crypto 401, very deep, depending on how deep you want to get, we'll meet you there. So come to bitwiseinvestments.com. You could sign up for our monthly letter on crypto, keeps you up to date. Just enter your email address and we'll send it out to you. And we promise we won't bombard you, you know, 20 times a month like some people do.
And so I'll throw in for my own plug, my new book, The Truth About Crypto, which debuts in May, to give you that education and foundation that you need. You read the book, Matt, before it got published.
I absolutely love it. I recommend it to everyone. Of course, you write with a very approachable style, and that's important. And you're at the forefront of making it understandable. So yes, it's a great starting point for everyone on this listening to us today.
Well, I appreciate that very much. This is Matt Hogan. He's the Chief Investment Officer for Bitwise Investment Management. Matt Hogan, thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
Thanks for having me, Rick. This was fun.
Matt and I actually spoke for about 20 minutes. If you would like to watch or listen to the entire conversation, just go to my website, thetruthayf.com.
This message is brought to you by Charles Schwab. No matter what tomorrow brings, some things won't change, like Schwab's commitment to see the world through clients' eyes. That commitment is why Schwab is always here for clients with clear guidance and committed service to help maintain focus on achieving long-term goals. So whatever happens today, Schwab remains invested in you. Visit Schwab.com to learn how Schwab is ready to help.
Wealth is about more than making money. It's about making the most of life's possibilities. At Edelman Financial Engines, we believe that's key to taking your wealth potential to the next level. That's why we model over 38,000 investments across 17 asset classes monthly, so your strategy is current and focused on the goals ahead. That's why we don't use cookie-cutter strategies, but a comprehensive, tax-smart, cost-effective, and personalized approach to wealth planning. That's why our advice is powered by a sophisticated investment management approach that's been awarded 12 U.S. patents. And that's why our experts help coordinate every facet of your financial life. Wealth planning, investment management, estate planning, insurance, and more. For more ways to take your wealth potential to a new level, visit planefe.com/Rick and schedule a free, no-obligation meeting with an advisor today. That's planefe.com/Rick.
The truth about your future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. Exponential technologies are transforming the world around us and creating new investment opportunities along the way. But where to start? At Global X, we have spent more than a decade focusing on long-term emerging trends, what we call thematic growth. While many of these disruptions are now part of our daily lives, like fintech and telemedicine, others are making their impact felt behind the scenes, or perhaps under the hood. Think of the lithium batteries that power electric vehicles, the rise of hydrogen fuel cells, or renewables like solar and wind, which are becoming increasingly cost competitive. All of these themes represent vital components of a next-generation green energy economy that is more reliant on innovation and less dependent on fossil fuels. Learn how you can add these and other green investment themes to your portfolio at globalxetfs.com or ask your financial advisor.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future. You know, we understand the health impact of the pandemic. And no, I'm not just referring to COVID itself and the incredible loss of life and the massive health implications that so many of us have suffered as a result of contracting this disease. I'm talking about the other health issues associated with COVID. And I'm not just talking about you. There was a survey recently of 1,000 veterinary clinics. And according to the survey, 40% of the nation's cats, 35% of our dogs, have now been diagnosed as overweight. Yeah, you were home in the lockdown for months, and you stopped moving around. You didn't exercise like you used to. You didn't walk around office buildings, etc. You sat in front of the TV and ate, and you didn't exercise. And the result is you gained weight. And guess what? So did your pet. The rate of obesity among cats and dogs 10 years ago was 20%. It's now 40% for cats, 35% for dogs. So you need to get back to the gym. Maybe you already are. You've got to get your animals more active as well. And by the way, quit feeding them all those treats. Yeah, we all want our dogs to live a long time. We know the big tragedy, of course, of our pets is that they have short lifespans. So I want to tell you about the Dog Aging Project. They are recruiting tens of thousands of dogs. And there's mine yawning on me. You know, I gotta digress here. We're in a makeshift studio as we're constructing our permanent studio, which we'll be moving into in the next month or two. But in this makeshift studio, if you're listening to this podcast or radio show, go to my website, thetruthayf.com, and you can watch the video cast of this program, and you'll see the makeshift studio that I'm in. Hoshi comes along every so often, and in this makeshift studio, you know, it's a wood-floored room, and wood is a terrible environment for a studio because sound bounces off of wood. So we have installed tiles, sound deadening tiles, all around the room to help the sound, you know, muffle a little bit and provide a better audio quality for you. So Hoshi every so often wanders into the studio. I've got a great video of Jean recording her weekly segment and Hoshi, totally bored, attacking the soundproofing tiles and demolishing them. So you got to watch that video. It's really cute. But I digress. This Dog Aging Project, recruiting tens of thousands of dogs, it's a 10-year project. And the goal is to figure out what contributes to dogs aging and testing ways to help them live longer and healthier. The owners are going to track their dogs' diets, exercise, and other lifestyle factors. That was Hoshi again. But even in addition to all this, the dogs will also have their blood drawn for a full metabolic and genomic analyses, providing insights into the genes, the molecules, and the microbiome factors that contribute to healthy aging. So far, there are 32,000 dogs in the program. They want 60,000. So you can sign up for your dog. The dogs will benefit from all the research, of course, but this isn't just about dogs. It's all about humans. Researchers often study worms and fruit flies and mice, but dogs are closer to us on the evolutionary scale. And dogs also share in our lifestyle. They live in our homes. They eat and sleep and play when we do. And they also eat, often, exactly what we eat. Come on, admit it. You know that's true. And when it comes to aging, humans and dogs both have the same kinds of diseases. So studying fruit flies, well, that's barking up the wrong tree. Sorry, had to say that. So what do I mean by same diseases? Vision and hearing loss, tumors and cancers, arthritis, even Alzheimer's disease. Yeah, dogs can suffer from canine dementia. They call it canine cognitive dysfunction. Couple of hundred of the dogs, with their owner's consent, are being tested with a drug that was shown to extend healthy lifespan in mice. And they want to see if this can expand the dog's lifespan as well. They're also studying the genetics of the 300 dogs out of those 60,000 who live the longest. And you can be sure, bioethicists and an independent animal welfare advisory board are making sure that your dog is well protected. If you would like to participate with your dog in this project, go to dogagingproject.org. Every week here on the program, we get a visit by my wife, Jean. It's everybody's favorite segment of the program. Jean's a student of the healing arts, Reiki, traditional Chinese medicine, homeopathy, acupuncture, and of course, macrobiotic and plant-based cooking. Here's Jean.
Hi, great to be here this week. This week, my word is ancestor. Rick and I just finished watching 1883, the prequel to Yellowstone. Both are excellent and highly recommended. 1883 is a story of settlers on a wagon train along the Oregon Trail. I know it's just a TV show, but it really is amazing to look at life on the prairie. And I think about how it took tough, determined people to settle this beautiful country. They had to be thinking, planning, live without, live outdoors, forage for their food, know how to use a gun, and be prepared to use that gun. The show made me think of my ancestors. Rick and I, we're both second-generation Americans. Rick's grandparents came from Russia, Germany, and England, and my grandparents came from Ireland and Italy. This is cool. I got a glimpse of my ancestors when we visited the town that they were born in Italy. This is my mom's mom. My great-great-grandfather was a tailor, and my great-great-grandmother was a seamstress. It was just great to walk the streets where they lived as young people before they came to the United States. And so an action item is let's take some time to think about our challenges that our ancestors experienced. Our lives today are so much easier, and they're so much better because of what they went through. And so my word of the week is ancestor. The A is for accolade, recognition of accomplishment. Our lives are due to their struggles and challenges. Our obligation is to leave a bright path for the next generation. N is for navigate. Each day, each year, each decade is new and different. Let's be nimble and navigate a path of health and success. C is for calling. We all find our way. What is important to us and brings us joy and fulfillment, it is often a windy path, but we eventually get there. E is for empathy, understanding, compassion, and care. For those that went before us and blazed the trail, let's show empathy for them and for others. It helps make the world a better place. S is for scenic. Boy, do we live in a beautiful country. Let's go out and explore. T is for time. It's all relative. Will something that is bothering us today be important 5 years from now? Probably not. How about we let it go? O is for onward, toward a position that is ahead in space and time. You know what? That's all we can do is move forward. There is no going back. Let's make this moment count. And R is for rapport. Do you think if we put yourself in a room with all of our ancestors, would there be rapport? Do blood relations make us more connected? It could be fun to find out. I love these moments of perspective, and I hope you do too. Have a great week.
That was Gene Edelman here on The Truth About Your Future. If you want to get more of Gene's words of the week, just go to thetruthayf.com.
Allow us to introduce you to Tom, an ordinary person who helped shape the future by putting his money behind the right ideas. Tom enjoys tending to his tomato garden and is currently developing the perfect blend for his homemade spaghetti sauce. Tom is also accessing companies that help change the course of the aerospace industry by investing in Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, which goes to show you don't have to be a rocket scientist to help push progress forward. Become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus with this information. Read it carefully before investing.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated? There's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit BitwiseInvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
Thanks for joining me on the program this weekend. You've been hearing a lot about blockchain and digital assets, Bitcoin, CBDCs, NFTs, airdrops and hard forks. What is all this? Find out in my new book, The Truth About Crypto. Fun to read, easy to understand. All the details about this amazing new asset class. And you get the information you need right now. Read The Truth About Crypto. It's available in paperback, ebook, and audiobook from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and your favorite bookseller. I'm Rick Edelman. It's been a pleasure being with you. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
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 I'm sorry, what? What part didn't you understand? The buh or the bye? Bye-bye.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman has been brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager. As crypto grows, Bitwise believes everyone should have a simple and familiar way to access it. Bitwise makes crypto clear. BitwiseInvestments.com. And by GlobalX ETFs. For more than a decade, GlobalX ETFs has been dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions. Learn more at GlobalXETFs.com. And by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. Invesco.com/QQQ. Stay tuned for Everyday Wealth with Soledad O'Brien and Gene Chatsky from Edelman Financial Engines. EverydayWealth.com/radio. EFE and The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman are unaffiliated entities.
Get The Truth About Your Future every weekend with Rick Edelman. It's TheTruthAYF.com.